You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network
and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, 3MR production, its ownership, management, or staff.
The jump off starts here! The jump off starts right now! Come on now!
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with three voices. I'm Rita.
And I'm Simeon.
And this is radio, the way it should be heard. Why does this fool always get me laughing when I'm supposed to be talking? Yes, another week. We've survived another week and made it to therapy.
I mean, I'm serious. Sometimes it's a little harder than others.
Man.
But yeah,
this week?
Yeah, I'm glad we're here.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I never would have made it.
Right. Right.
It's been that kind of month.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah,
April.
Yeah.
Needs a bath.
It started off really, really
grind.
Well. No. For me, it started off spectacularly because April starts off April Fool's Day.
Oh, Simeon's holiday.
That's my holiday.
That's my holy day. But, and for those of you who don't know Simeon personally, he celebrated his holiday in grand
fashion. I celebrated the mess out of that holiday.
It you hear was me? Awesome. Yeah. I haven't laughed that hard in a long time. I appreciate it. But we've made it through to another therapy session. And Sim, it's my favorite kind of therapy session.
Likewise, it's my worst kind of therapy session.
An entire hour of breaks. I'm sorry.
You
kick around.
But you know what? We get ignorant like this during the breaks.
We do.
Needless to say. So, I mean,
we do.
I'll accept either.
Here's the thing. I found so many cute things. I don't know where to begin. I'm not going to start with the serious.
Yeah, I was about to say, I wasn't looking for cute.
So you weren't looking for cute?
We'll have a nice little contrast.
Oh, this is going to go well. This is going to go really
Indeed.
Well.
Indeed.
All right. World's oldest hamburger, McDonald's burger from 1999, almost looks new. Yeah. A man in Utah, David Whipple, has managed to hang on to a hamburger from McDonald's since 1999. The extraordinary part isn't the fact that he didn't throw the burger out, though. It's that the burger barely looks as if it's aged. He purchased the burger as a little experiment to prove to his friends that there's too many preservatives in our food. Back in the 99, there were still 19s before our dates when he did this.
The Bush administration.
The Bush administration, exactly.
Right.
And
no, Clinton.
Clinton was not, wait, 98, 99. Was, anyway,
yeah,
that's neither here nor there, Simeon.
Really,
you throwing
really
me
isn't.
Off.
Yeah.
He purchased the burger as an experiment.
No, you're right. You're right.
Put it in his coat pocket. He put it in his coat pocket and forgot about it for 20 years. Or it said he forgot about it for 2 years, and then when he found it, said, "I guess you
it's
know,
a
let's,
social experiment
let's
now.
A social experiment now." So he discovered, I guess, the non-rotting burger phenomenon in 2010. There were other people who did the same thing. Kenji Lopez conducted a series of tests for Serious Eats to figure out if various burgers would rot over time. They found in this test in 2010 that the burger doesn't rot because its small size and the relatively large surface area help it to lose moisture very fast.
Oh,
I'm going to go ahead and say that's really that's the reason. How about because none of it is actually food and nutritive substance.
It's food like.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's food like a cigarette and soda
is food. Yeah. It's food because it's regulated by the USDA. Ish.
And that's another show. We'll talk about how that really doesn't mean very much. Doesn't mean very much at all. A burger from 1999. Now, he's making the rounds on talk shows. He's
of
called the doctors. And
right.
He's sitting in to show them this burger. And honestly, I watched the clip. The burger has not aged.
This is a problem for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah. That means that the burger that you ate in 1999 probably has not broken down enough in your body to completely excavate. You're going to have to go through some serious cleansing and detox to get rid of just that one burger, let alone the ones that you've eaten progressively since then.
Back in the day, the rumor was don't swallow gum. It takes 7 years to digest.
Yes, I remember that.
And we took that seriously.
Very.
And then later on, we're like, oh, it's just old wives' tale. What are we talking about, God? Yeah. And then we find out, you know, we find out the decades old hamburger exists. Several things are wrong with this. Okay, first of all,
it's still digesting.
Right.
Beyond the 7 years.
If anybody who ever saw the it's a documentary called Super Size Me. Yes. They did a similar experiment to this at the end of the film. One of them had real food, and the other one had, in this case, I'll say McDonald's food, although we're not endorsing the McDonald's Corporation.
Yes.
And it showed the deterioration. One of it was just wretched and rancid, and the other one was just very, very well preserved.
Yes.
The second piece to this, to me, that's wrong, is that he put a hamburger in his pocket and forgot about it. So I'm trying to figure out how is he living that a hamburger can be in his pocket and he doesn't remember for 2 years. I'm thinking how often does he wash that coat? And I'm just asking how is he living that an old hamburger can be on his person or in his closet and he can't tell the difference. Thirdly, this man's name, I don't have a problem with the name David. David's fairly common. It's biblical. It has all kinds of, but his man's name is Whipple. And if I'm not mistaken, and I could be way off with this, but wasn't that the name of the man who was famous for like Charmin bath tissue?
Mr. Whipple.
Wasn't it Whipple?
I think it might have been Mr. Whipple.
I'm trying to figure out, is Mr. Whipple trying to get his fame back because the Charmin contract expired and things haven't been going
and
quite
the Bears,
well?
The Bears are making it do what
they
do.
They're doing what they do.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's Mr. Whipple from back in the day.
Mr. Whipple, it is you.
After the contract ended, he went on to put a hamburger in his pocket.
You're dumb. Go.
All right, here we go. You know, I'm going to start off, this wasn't impressive.